Church here in Saugus, California. We're glad to have you here. If this is your first time here, we don't want it to be your last time here. This is where we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We're holy rollers. We love worshiping the Lord here. And tonight we've got a very special guest with us. Dr. Alberto Rivera is an ex-Jesuit priest, and he answered only to the Pope himself. And we're very honored to have him with us today. And he's been speaking with us all week, and I believe he'll be speaking here tomorrow. And you don't want to miss that. And invite your friends to come on up, because this man is extremely knowledgeable on the workings of the Vatican and their diabolical devices in the One World conspiracy that's very, very active today in the deceiving of souls to take them to hell. And he is he's a fighter of darkness. He's the soldier of the cross. And we're extremely proud to have him with us today. And he'll be speaking later on in the service. Praise the Lord. Now let's go up to the throne of the living God and ask the Lord to bless and anoint these services in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord and God, for these services, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our special speaker here today, Lord and God. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for salvation and eternal life, Lord and Master. Your precious blood, Lord, that made it all possible on the cross of Calvary, Lord and Master. Lord, touch hearts tonight, Lord God. Edify each and every soul here, Lord and Master. Lord, for the work, your work in these last dark hours, Lord and God. Hallelujah. Lift us up on higher ground. Encourage each and every heart. Lord and Master, Lord, come down, Lord, in the songs, Lord, and Almighty God, and anoint Dr. Rivera this night, Lord, in a great and mighty way, Lord. Every word, Lord and Master, Almighty God, and Lord, and open our ears to receive that which you have prepared for us from the foundation of this earth. Almighty God, Lord, and walk up and down these aisles and deal with the souls here. Send down your Holy Ghost conviction upon them, O Lord and God, to receive the salvation that you paid for dearly on the cross of Calvary. Lord and Master, we ask these things, Lord, and we look to you because you are the only one that can do these things, Lord. Lord, in a great and mighty way, Lord and God, we thank and praise you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says a mighty amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's worship the Lord in song. Don't be afraid. Stand up, clap your hands, and join with us. Brother Jim.
Page 240, Victory in Jesus. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary, save a wretch like me. I'm not denying the atonement of his precious blood atoning, and I repented of my sin and won the victory. Yes, there's victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard walk again, talk. Page 263, He Set Me Free. Once like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me. Glory to God, He set me free. He set me free, yeah, He set me free. He broke the bond of prison. Darkness and night have drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground. Glory to God, I'm homeward bound. He set me free, yes, He set me free. He broke the bond of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, He set. Goodbye to sin and things that confound. None of this world's gonna turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying too. Glory to God, I'm going through. And He set me free, He set me free. He broke the bond of prison for me. I'm glory bound by Jesus to see. Glory to God, He set me free. Yes, He set me free, yeah, He set me free. He broke the bond of prison for me. I'm glory bound by Jesus to see. Glory to God, He set me free. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Alamo Quartet.
There's a happy, happy day coming when I lay my heavy burdens down. I'll sing about throne eternal as the saints all march around. There'll be glory when I meet the Savior. He's the one who died for me. When I cross to the other side of Jordan, just beyond that crystal sea.
When I cross to the other side of Jordan, on that golden shore. Cross to the other side of Jordan, I'll live forevermore.
There'll
be glory in the morning,
there'll
never come at night. When I cross to the other side of Jordan, where my Jesus is alive.
So many loved ones who made this trip, I know. Oh, how I long to see them as a journey here below. To hear them tell of heaven and streets all paved with gold. When I cross to the other side of Jordan, I hear the half that's never been told.
When I cross to the other side of Jordan, off that golden shore.
When I cross to the other side of Jordan,
live forever more. There'll be glory in the morning, where we'll never come at night. When I cross to the other side of Jordan, where my Jesus is the light. When I cross to the other side of Jordan, on that golden shore. When I cross to the other side of Jordan, I'll live forever more. There'll be glory in the morning, never come at night. When I cross to the other side of Jordan,
when I cross to the other side of Jordan,
when I cross to the other side of Jordan, Jesus is the light.
The light.
Amen.
Walk with me, walk with me, lest mine eyes no longer see all the glory, all the story of your love. talk with me like you spoke so tenderly when you walked there, when you talked there by the sea. Let me follow across the shore of Galilee. Let me learn to pray like much he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Teach me, Lord,
to understand all the beauty of your love. Yes, let me follow.
Take my hand.
Teach me, Lord,
to understand
Alamo Righteous Brothers.
One day I told the Lord that he would save my soul and fill me with the Holy Ghost. I said, Lord, I said, until the day I'm back, for the rapture is come and the victory won, I will pray your name. I'm so glad.
great God Almighty. I've been born again. I'm so glad, Lord. So glad, yeah. I'm born again, Lord. I'm born again of the Spirit of God.
Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to take the offering. God commands us to take the offering and use it for the house of the Lord, use it for the work of the Lord. And this week, the Lord has instructed our pastor, Tony, to take all the offerings this week and give them to Dr. Rivera here. And that's truly an honor, because we really appreciate the work he's doing here in the body of Christ with us. And it's always a joy when we can give in the Lord, because that's what the Lord did, and it's a blessing. It's always, it makes you feel so good when you're able to give, and the Lord takes care of giving it back to you. We don't have to worry about that, and He always does it. That's the way the Lord was, and we love to be like the Lord. Praise the Lord. So all the offerings will be going to Dr. Rivera. this week. So give, and don't just give, but let it be a sacrifice. You know, that's the true offering. The Lord was beheld all the rich people casting into the treasury one time, and he says, and there was a widow woman that cast in just a few cents, and he said that she cast in much more than all them, because she of her want cast in. They cast in of their abundance, but she cast in of her want, even all her living. And that's the way the Lord looks on it. So let your offering be the offering of the Lord tonight. Let's ask the Lord to bless the offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord and God. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, Lord and God, for your blessing from heaven. Touch hearts. Lord, bless the offering. Those that can give and those that cannot give, Lord and Master. Lord and God. Lord, and multiply every cent, Lord and God. Lord, Lord, you don't have to say by little or much, Lord. Lord, but you see the hearts, Lord and Master. You see every need. You see everything, Lord and God. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing this offering, like you did the fishes and loaves. Our Lord and our God. Hallelujah. Lord, we look to you for the blessing tonight. Lord, knowing that you are truly here this evening with us, Lord and Master, in a great and mighty way, Lord. And we thank you and we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, honor, and thanks. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name, and everyone says amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ushers, quartet. Praise the Lord. The Lord has led our Pastor Tony to put out a new track, and it's entitled The Pope's Secrets. We're all very proud of this, and it's a work of the Lord. This is it's from the inspiration of the Almighty God, and it's out of the Bible. It's 100% scriptural, and we've been getting a lot of thousands and thousands of responses, and hundreds and thousands of souls are getting saved. The phone lines are busy. They've been so busy from the calls coming in that Tony had to put in some extra lines over there in the office. And it's just, you know, ringing off the hook all day long. We thank the Lord for this. You know, this is the Lord. And people are getting saved, and this is always the way you can tell when something's of the Lord. Souls are getting saved. They're getting down on their knees. They're getting convicted by the Holy Ghost. And we thank and praise God for this. We thank and praise the Lord for everything that He's done for us. And we have some of the responses here tonight. Brother Ernie's going to be reading them off for you here. And come on up, Ernie, and read them off.
We received a call from a woman in Abilene, Texas. She had received a Pope's secret track on her car today. She said, "This is what I've been hearing about." She felt that the track was very informative and knows that more people need to be made aware of the motives of the Catholic Church. She requested that we send her more copies of the Pope track and any of our other literature. A minister from Sacramento, California came into our grocery store today, and he said that he was having a revival in Springdale, Arkansas. He was previously from the Assembly of God Church, but he left it when they got offended when he preached things from the Word that they didn't want to hear. He took some Pope tracts with him to pass out. A woman called from Illinois. She said that the Pope tract was very on target with up-to-date information. She said that she had gotten saved in high school and then was excommunicated from the Catholic institution for the strong stand that she made against the Catholic institution. She asked that we send her more copies of the Pope's secret and that she can pass them out to Catholics to inform them of the great horror. We also received a call from a woman minister in Chicago, Illinois. She told us that she really appreciates the work that the foundation is doing in getting out the gospel. She said that she has never seen a tract like the Pope's Secrets. She said that it is excellent. She requested that we send her more tracts. She wants to give them out to her congregation. She has been saved for 30 years, and she feels that she would really like to help us pass out these tracts. She is sending in a donation and is backing us up in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. A man in Chicago called to tell us that he found a Pope tract in a book in the library. He had not read the book, but he did read the tract and he loved it. He wants more information on the foundation and all our other literature. He is a born-again Christian. A very irate woman called, complaining about the Pope tract. She was not Catholic, but was set on defending the Catholic institution. We witnessed to her and showed her how unscriptural the Catholic Church is. She received everything that was told to her, and she got on her knees and said the sinner's prayer and got saved over the phone. Thank you, Jesus. She also then thanked us for telling her the truth. She said that she is going to start reading the Bible and seeking for the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. A woman pastor in a small town in Pennsylvania called today. She was a Catholic, but is now a born-again Christian and is preaching the Word of God. Her town is 99% Catholic, and her church is located right in the heart of the prostitution and crime area. She received a Pope tract and said the tract is so right on to God's Word, and she requested that we send her some to pass out. She is going through persecution right now for preaching against the Catholic doctrines, but will not back down from them because she knows that it is God's Word that she is preaching. If Tony is ever in her area, she would like him to come preach at her church. She said that they are praying for us and that she will send in a donation. She also requested that we send her the rest of our literature. Praise the Lord. One woman that called told us that a Catholic friend of hers had received a Pope tract but wouldn't let her read it. She managed to get the 800 number off the back of it and called us to ask her to send her a copy to read. And a man called from Arizona who had received a Pope's secret tract. He is a minister and wants us to send him enough for his entire congregation. He said that it is excellent doctrine and that he was highly impressed with the tract and wants to pass it out everywhere. He requested that we send him 1,000 tracts for now. There are people in his congregation that know about the tract and want to help him distribute them. He also asked us to send him the rest of our literature. And a young man called from Los Angeles. He was a Catholic. He said that was only because he was born into the Catholic Church. He said that he was interested in our literature and called to find out more about us. He said that he wanted to decide for himself what to believe. He was witness to, and we asked him if he would like to kneel down and say the sinner's prayer, and he said that he was already on his knees. He said the prayer and really got saved and said that he was going to come up to services in Saugus. Praise the Lord. Here's a few letters that we received just recently. It says, Dear Alamo Foundation, I saw your address on the Pope's secret track, and I would like you to send me more of these. I noticed that you used a book by Avril Manhattan called The Vatican Imperialism in the 20th Century. Please let me know if there are copies of this book that are available. I know how Mr. Jack Chick is being slandered because of his stand against Catholicism. I stand behind both of you and will write again. I saw an article about Mr. Lommel in the USA newspaper, USA Today. I was stunned when I heard about Catholicism and what it has done and what it is really about. I know because I too love an uncompromising gospel, not the so-called love message. Yes, I have good news for you. There are still a few ministries that still preach God's full, uncompromising word. I am sick of this easy doctrine taught in churches today, modernism. I use the King James Version Bible. The so-called New King James Version is very disappointing and has saddened me. You and Jack Chick keep up the good work. Stay in Jesus. He truly is coming. I know that the end times are near. I know that God will use you. Let me know how it goes. Praise the Lord. Here's another letter. Dear Tony and all the sisters and brothers, it is great to have these messages from our services to listen to at home on my tape player. I have only been able to attend services once in Saugus since my son Jack was saved there. I thank the Lord every day that Jack is at the foundation and that he has chosen and that he has been chosen of God to preach the truth. We can see prophecy being fulfilled each day. Please send me more tracts and I will pass them out. There are many people who are searching for the truth, and it is a pleasure for me to pass out these tracts, hoping to hear from you soon. God bless you all. And we have a few prayer requests here. Bill Levy's mother had heart surgery yesterday. There was an 80% blockage in her arteries. The next 48 hours are critical, so keep her in your prayers. Pray for Becky LaRoche's father, who had a heart attack and suffered heart damage. Pray for God to really put his hand on and touch him. Pray for Gary Waller's sister. She had an operation and possibly has cancer. Pray for the Lord to heal her completely. Pray for a girl named Mary Beth who has skin cancer and really needs a touch from the Lord. Also remember Myron in your prayers. He had surgery yesterday and came out good, but he will require going in again and having the same thing done. There could be a lot of complications due to the condition that he is in, so really hold him up at all times in your prayers. Also remember all the sick and afflicted in the body of Christ in your prayers. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God we can be here in the house of God tonight. I feel the Spirit of the Lord here. It's a real warm spirit. You know, all these prayer requests, these aren't just, we don't just rattle them off, you know. We're going to be praying for these people, and these people are going to be getting healed. And they're going to be testimonies for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's just one blessing of God. There's so many hundreds and thousands of others. And it's really a pleasure to have these services every night. And we thank God for the people that help keep the doors of this church open, because these are definitely dark hours. We have to fight for our freedoms. We can't just lay back. This is not kind of God loves you and just everything is just fine. That's not the way it is. God has got a perfect peace and a sound mind, but he gives these things down here on this earth for us to defend the gospel. And we must defend this gospel, and we're all defenders of the gospel, and we're really glad to have with us Dr. Rivera tonight. He's a champion in this field right here, a defender of the gospel, an exposer of the powers of darkness.